Be still and know. Do we today have an adequate conception of what constitutes the basis for a successful married life? From what source do we get our ideals of love and marriage? Formerly from the Bible, but now mostly from television, movies, and trivial literature. We have taken our ideas of love from the motion pictures and a highly romantic type of literature, both of which tend strongly to make love nothing more than physical attraction on the one hand, or sentimentality on the other. This is not just my opinion, writes John R. Gunn, the columnist. It is the consensus of all who have made a study of the matter. Any thoughtful person knows that physical attraction has its necessary place and that romance has its value. But unless we have with these a genuine compatibility of temperament and some loyalty to common principles, the chances are that marriage cannot endure. Therefore, as the most competent counselors advise, it is a matter of great importance that marriage be entered upon only after a considerable period in which the couple may become well acquainted with each other. Also, the facts show that the marriage which enriches a couple has a common religious interest in which they see marriage as an agency of the welfare of society and the service of God. Such a marriage has every chance of success. It rarely goes on the rocks. And when the children of such a couple see for themselves that religious and moral values mean something in the lives of their parents, they have a pattern of proven design which they will likely follow when they enter upon marriage and set out to make homes for themselves. The familiar slogan, "The family that prays together stays together," has been proved true millions of times over. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Ephesians. Let every one of you love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband.